Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Talk is heating up around the idea of six-man football in South Dakota. SDPB's Nate Weck joins us now with this week's Sports and Rec update. Hey, Nate. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Lori. How's it going today?
It's going well. All right, six-man football. What's new in this area?
Well, there's a conversation taking place in Pierre today at the South Dakota High School Activity Association board meeting. One of the topics, obviously lots of topics that they discuss at these meetings, but one of the topics that they are discussing, and it's just in the discussion point at this time, is the idea of bringing six-man football to South Dakota. The goal is not necessarily to exceed the seven classes of football. It would simply just take out one of those classes and add in a six-man class. And I had the opportunity to sit down and speak with John Krogstrand yesterday. He is one of the assistant executive directors for the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And he kind of gave me an idea of what to expect today in Pierre.
Ultimately, taking a look at adding a six-man class of football in the 2019 fall season, basically doing that in place of one of the lower nine-man classes, as we do have on the books some language about if, you know, nine-man falls below 64 teams, that we would go to two classes automatically. Expect that, obviously, if we have six-man teams, it's going to take away from that nine-man population and continue with seven classes of football just now. With a six-man basically replacing kind of that 9B slot.
Yeah, so you could hear it right there. It's not if a class is taken away, it's probably looking like that 9B class would be the one that is taken away with this proposal, just because the amount of teams that would possibly jump over to six-man football would get that number for nine-man football low enough where they would go to two classes. And it is a really interesting topic, because there's a lot of people who do not know what six-man football is. And, you know, we do have a history of it in South Dakota. You got to go back a long ways, Lori. But we do have a history of six-man football here in the state.
I know this one. It's the Claremont Honkers,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yep,
Gary Ellenbolt has educated us well.
But for those who don't necessarily know, the field would be 80 yards. Rather than 100. A first down would be every 15 yards, not your typical 10. And all players on offense can be considered an eligible receiver. The quarterback cannot advance the ball, so they either have to hand it off, pitch it, or they have to throw it to get the ball across the line of scrimmage. So it's not like the quarterback can just snap it and scramble around the six defenders and try to get as many yards as possible. And one other interesting thing about six-man football, at least in the way that it's in other states, is field goals are worth 4 points, not your typical 3, and a point after attempt is worth 2 points. But a lot of discussion, Lori, has been heating up with this proposal. The Football Advisory Committee had a vote and passed it with this proposal. So I asked John Krogstrand also, I said, so where exactly are we at with this proposal? And here's kind of where he gave me an update on where the process is at.
It will be voted on by the ADs at their March gathering, the March Athletic Directors Conference, this year in Deadwood, I believe, the last week of March, is when it would receive a formal yes or no vote, I suppose, and then our board would actually begin to take action on it in April. Right now it's just a committee report following the open meetings and open records rules. Basically it's a committee of the board, so it's a report. They won't take any action on it at this time, but then potentially review and take action come April on it.
So just to kind of put this into words that are a little easier to understand as well, they're just discussing it today, like I said, at the High School Activity Association board meeting. And at the end of March, the ADs, the athletic directors, activities directors, those will be the ones that vote on this proposal. If it passes out of that, then it will go back to the High School Activities Association for the meeting in April. If it passes that, then it will go to one more meeting in June. And if it passes that, then this would be implemented. And if you heard from his earlier bite, this would be for the 2019 season. So 2018, next year, the high school football schedule, all of that, nothing is going to change with high school football in 2018. This proposal would strictly change the way that the football is scheduled for going into 2019. But as you heard, there's still a lot of hurdles with this, Lori, and really anything can happen. You've got people on both sides of the aisle. Some of them of the people that are a little bit more in favor of it, some of the schools out west, you know, you might look at a school that maybe a co-op's not possible because they're 50 miles, you know, one school district might be 50 miles away from their nearest co-op option. So you take that into consideration, and some people might say, well, you know, we've traveled 50 miles before, you know, in some of our other co-ops, but you might have kids that live 30 miles west of the initial co-op, so maybe they got to travel 30 miles in to school every day, plus then they'd have to travel another 50 miles to football practice, and then they'd have to travel a full 80 miles to get home at the end of the day. So, and if you think about that, it presents a challenge to some of these schools for co-ops, you know what I mean?
Right. Is it the athletic directors across the state who get to have input and make the vote, or is it just athletic directors, you know, who have, you know, who cover an area where it's going to have an impact?
It comes down to, like, it's athletic directors that are part of it's anybody that wants to have a voice that is an athletic director for this.
Okay.
And anybody with a football program or wants to have a football program. So, you know, you just kind of look across the board. I mean, you're going to have your ADs maybe on the east side of the state that are going to have a completely different perspective and viewpoint than the schools that are on the west side of the state. But again, when you have more school districts that are closer together on the east side of the state, those co-op options are a little bit more realistic. Whereas when you get out west, those co-op options to even field a 9-man team present a challenge. So you know, you might have a team that can't really make a co-op happen for to be a part of a 9-man school or not to field a 9-man team, but they would be able to field a team by themselves for 6-man. So I think that's where it really becomes interesting. And I encourage too, like, you know, and I'm sure there's still people scratching their heads going, I just don't really, can't quite fathom how 6-man football would work. You know, there's a lot of clips on YouTube that show what 6-man football is all about. It's a lot of scoring. And other states, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, they have had 6-man football. They either have it now or they're going to have it. So it's something that other states are also looking at. It's not just a problem that is happening in South Dakota with co-ops and fielding football teams and different activities and athletics, but it's a problem that other states around us are also dealing with, and they are making the choice to move to the 6-man football. Now, whether South Dakota actually goes that route or not, Lori, it's tough to say. But like I said, we got a long road ahead yet.
SDPB's Nate Wack. We look forward to hearing more about this in the future. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Lori. I appreciate it.